Welcome to day 20.
The person you love reflects your share of universal love. And the love reflected from another has its source in your own heart. If you look deep enough, you will see that your reality is only love. In The Path to Love, Deepak explains the concept of an Upa Guru, a Sanskrit word translated as the teacher who is close by. Anyone can serve as your Upa Guru. It is only necessary to realize that each person can offer us, at any given moment, exactly what Spirit wants us to learn. When the moment is gone and the insight is revealed, the Upa Guru returns to being friend, spouse, or stranger. Love is what we are in our essence, and the more love we feel in our hearts, the more it will be brought to us. The people we choose to love are mirrors of that inner love. The person called the beloved, the one closest to us, and with whom we spend the most time, holds up a mirror more than anyone else. Sometimes the lessons are not what we want to learn, or those we are not quite ready for, so we stand our ground, viewing what we learned as criticism. Instead, we should say thank you, because every lesson is one more step toward understanding who we are. At the level of spirit, your beloved, your Upa Guru, acts only from love, holding your highest good at heart. Each lesson we learn clears another bit of fog that hides the sacred love within. We need to feel blessed for the teachers who surround us on a daily basis in our path toward greater love. Deepak says, two spirits pretend to be separate for the sheer joy of coming together in love. The bliss that emanates from a truly loving, devoted, healthy relationship is unsurpassed. Their wholeness is created by giving and receiving love at its highest level, and such love extends beyond the limits of themselves. A truly sacred relationship draws its power from acceptance and inclusiveness. Sacred love comes from within, from the soul, which has no need to control. Love allows the beloved to be exactly the person they were created to be. Love is expansive and reaches out like a ripple in a pond, stretching farther and farther out into the world. Khalil Gibran wrote in The Prophet, "Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. But if you love and must needs have desires, let these be your desires. To wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. To rest at the noon hour and meditate love's ecstasy. To return home at eventide with gratitude. And then to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise on your lips." Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three. Then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the So Hum mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra, Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.